This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm about to get hit on the head with a microphone. Mm-hmm. Tass and Macca, would you like to do the introduction, Tass?
I'd be very happy
to. Got your glasses on?
This is a completely separate conversation to the one we previously had. But coming forward is the second birthday celebrations for the Victorian Gala at the Melbourne Town Hall.
Malvern,
sorry, I got that wrong. And this is a joint event that's been organised by Proud to Play and also the Parents of Gender and Diverse Children. And in the studio this morning, we've got James Lolicato, who's the CEO of Proud to Play, and also Karen Walker, who's been on our show once before, but we've I know you've been on in this studio on numerous occasions. You probably both have, actually, but I know you have, Karen. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome.
Thank you.
So Malvern Town Hall is a wonderful building, and for an event like this, it's interesting because it's such a traditional building, but what you're doing, a lot of people, you know, would say, oh, what's that about? You know, it's something that obviously, you know, has always been around, but now it's at the forefront, and now it's issues that we're talking about and thinking about and that we're proud about and we want to really get out there. How difficult is it in this space, with all the current discussion that's going on around gender diversity? Sorry to put you on the spot to start, but I mean, it's an issue that, you know, is difficult for a lot of people on the basis of understanding, but, you know, there's a bit of a narrative going on around it. So tell us what you think about that.
Well, I think for this event specifically, we're usually very much under the radar. We don't like to show what we're doing to the public. We mm-hmm. like to keep it all a little bit hush and just do as much work as we can for young gender diverse people, as well as LGB people as well. And just help them out with what they're feeling. This event is kind of putting it to the forefront. Like, it we have it yes. at Malvern Town Hall. But luckily enough, the City of Stonington has sponsored us for this event. And the newly elected mayor of the City of Stonington, Steve, is incredible. He's just been great help. He was the one that really suggested, do you know what, let's up your fundraiser. We both do one fundraiser a year, and that's it for our operations for the whole year. So we try to raise as much money as possible. And the mayor said, let's do it. Let's do it at Malvern Town Hall and let's try and make this happen. He promised, with the City of Stonington having one of the highest yes votes, he promised that we would not see any retaliation. It's his promise, so I'm going to keep him to that. And we really thought, we have gone through a lot of talking between the two organisations about, will this be safe? Will this be an event that we... that will help young gender diverse people as well as rainbow families as well who want to come down? And we're making it as such. So you'll see that a lot of the promotional activity doesn't shout LGBTI, gender diversity. We're doing it in a very respectful manner. And this
So that's why it's called the Variety Gala rather than a gender diverse event.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, the people that are coming know what it is, and the people who are familiar with the event know it is. You know, it's only two streets up from where Sir Robert Menzies lived.
Yes.
The Malvern Town Hall.
Yeah.
Haverbrack Avenue, I think it was.
It's where the Costellos live as well. They've always lived in Malvern.
Perhaps Peter will drop in.
Yeah. City of Kelly O'Dwyer.
He's welcome to purchase a ticket.
Yes. Kelly should
So tell it. Us about the event. What are you planning to do?
Oh, so on the 16th of February, we're having the joint gala. So we've been lucky enough to have some amazing sponsorships from Your Private Chef, which is a great catering company, and City of Stonington. And we're just having a variety of performers. So some incredible performers. I have no idea how they said yes, but they know what we do. They know what Parents of Gender Diverse Children do. So they're so happy to get involved. And they're coming down and all doing little segment performances. So it's going to be 8 totally different acts that for everything from comedy to spoken word to we've got one really influential singer who's new on the market and incredible.
Yeah.
And they're all going to come and we're just going to celebrate all of our volunteers, celebrate everybody who's helped us out this year and really try and raise as much money as possible so we can continue to offer all of our services for free.
So there are two organisations. Could you tell us about the two, Karen? So tell us about your organisation and then maybe you could tell us about Proud to Play as well.
So Parents of Gender Diverse Children supports parents primarily or those who are parenting trans and gender diverse children of any age. And we do that in a number of ways, but it essentially providing support and connection to other parents and services is the main function that we do, and then we do lots of work out in the wider community about raising awareness and education.
And I think last time we spoke you said you had over 300 families
we do
supporting.
We do at the moment. It's direct support to about 370 families.
Jeez.
But it's wider than that. We actually use our little Facebook group to measure that, but there are a lot of people who are not on Facebook or just don't want to participate in that way. So it would be higher, but that's a good, you know, fixed figure that we use.
And James, tell us about Proud to Play.
Yeah, so Proud to Play is Australia's largest youth-led LGBTI sporting inclusion charity. So what we do is we work under three ways. We try and increase participation from LGBTI youth, especially trans and gender diverse youth, to be involved in sport and recreational activity. We work in volunteering, so we try to get as many LGBTI people volunteering in sport and community activities as possible. And we work in education, so we educate state and national sporting organisations about what it means to be truly LGBTI inclusive, and we rewrite trans and gender diverse policies for their sporting communities.
Fantastic.
Impressive. And I mean, the two organisations, there's actually, you know, I can see so many different connections. How many people are you hoping to get along?
Thousands.
10,000 would be good.
Can
yeah.
it hold that many people?
We can hold up to 800.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. And how's sales going?
We can hold up to 800 people.
So what that means is, so yes. Where do you get a ticket? How do people get a ticket?
So if you go to www.lgbtivariety.eventbrite.com or you can follow us on Proud to Play Inc. on Facebook and you'll see all of the links there or...
PGDC or Parents of Gender Diverse Children on Facebook, we have a link there too.
And how much are the tickets?
At the moment, you can still get an early bird ticket for $55.93.
Oh, 55.93 cents.
It rolls off the tongue.
How did you work that out?
Speak to James.
Yeah, of course, James. Straight. Yeah, throw me under the bus. We didn't realise that there was an added fee for Eventbrite.
Ah.
So our beautiful, lovely figure of $54.99 was changed to $55.93.
Well, people will remember that.
We hope
that.
So.
Well, it's an odd number, isn't it?
You know, there's bound in history to be something that happened in 1955 or something that happened in 1993 that you can hang a tag on, I'm sure.
There we go.
And I said, great, that happened in 1993.
I reckon
I was born.
There we go.
There's the first one.
I thought you were a baby.
Yeah.
And what time? What time's it
starts at 7 o'clock. Yep. The after party, which will be at Sagre in Malvern, kicks off at 11 p.m. So that's at a rooftop bar. So we're going to keep going until all hours, and we've got some special performers coming to the after party too. So yeah, really some like exciting announcements that we haven't yet made about the event too.
And I think, you know, the city of Stonington for being such strong supporters of this event. Thank you, Stonington. Mm-hmm. And Stonington's had some really, really cool mayors over the years. I'm just trying to think of one that I knew. I won't name it, so I won't ruin her reputation. But it's good for them to be in this space, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
Mm. And it makes a huge difference to small organisations when they get behind us. It really makes a huge difference.
Of course, because you're a member of the community and your ratepayers as well, and of course they should.
Mm.
Of course they should.
And how very accessible to public transport. Trams running High Street and Glenfrey Road. And the stations?
Yes, the 16, the 3, the 3A and the 16A.
Jeez, James, you've rehearsed all of
those. Oh, I've lived in Melbourne all my life.
Yeah. I see.
Okay, so tell us, why did they name a swimming pool after a prime minister that drowned?
I think it's one of the greatest things I've ever done.
Isn't it?
It's just, I think that would, it's just talk about a way to remember somebody.
Of course, you do know he was taken by a Chinese submarine.
Oh, so I've heard.
It's a great pool, by the way.
No.
I used to enjoy swimming there.
Yeah. Yeah, I always thought it was interesting that they named it after him. Best of luck, guys. Congratulations on pulling it together, the two organisations working on this, City of Stonington for supporting you. Everyone, Friday, February 16 from 7 o'clock and an after party at 11. Be there because, you know, it's $55.93. It's a bargain. What can you get for 50?
And if you can't go, just buy a ticket and donate it.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. And give it away.
Great cause, great event, great people. Love it.
Thank you. James and Karen, thank you. Best luck with the gala. And, good work.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
A pleasure.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.